Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, the morning after the night before the midterm elections last night. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We're still waiting to find out what's going on. We've got four Senate races that are in limbo. Right now, the Senate is 48 apiece. Right now, the House of Representatives of Republicans are up by, let me see here, 28 seats. So they have a 28-seat advantage, and they're still vying for seats there, still counting down the numbers, if you will. Now, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight from the Salem Media Group, broadcasting from my flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's also remind everybody that to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes along for our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the people bringing the supplies into the hurricane zone down here, down below me here in Florida. And also the mail haulers out there, Felix and his gang, hauling the mail all over the place, from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon workers here at the big warehouse right here in town. And our Amazon truck drivers, too. Thanks so very much for tuning into the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. It's all as Captain's America. Captain's America. Add an S to Captain and keep it all lowercase. Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and I'm going to go over here to the telephonophony. Yep, the telephonophony. That's a new word for Kyle. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Hey, Captain, good morning, and good morning to everybody out there.
It's time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. All right, and thank you very much. We emphasize those two words, under God. All right, we have got our good friend Mark Walters on the line here right now. He's up there in Georgia, just above Atlanta, going to tell us what's going on there. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, listen, what's going on in Georgia?
Stacey Abrams has been put out to pasture. Can you take her in Florida and get her off our hands?
I will not take her in Florida, but I will definitely load her on a boat and ship her to Cuba.
Yeah, I'll take that as a victory here in the state of Georgia, my friends. I'll take that as a huge victory.
Okay, so the governor is winning. Kemp, is that correct?
yeah, Kemp has won the race. It's a done deal. You know, he didn't pull it out by double digits, but he won. And he won in high single digits, which is what I predicted earlier today. I just did not see Georgia moving into the Stacey Abrams column. And thank goodness that Kemp pulled that out. What we're looking at right now, of course, is Warnock and Herschel Walker right now locked pretty much in a dead heat. Mm-hmm. Here in the state of Georgia, I'm going to say I'm glad at this point, even though I don't like it, but it looks like the race here in Georgia for the Senate is yet again going to go to a runoff because you have to have 50% plus one, and it looks like right now, and that could change. There's still about another 3% out there, and who knows. But it looks like right now it's going to go to a runoff here in the Senate because we still don't know what's getting ready to happen in Nevada. Too early to call.
Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, the mainstream media is doing a little misrepresenting when it comes time for all of this because they're making it sound like as if Warnock is the winner and game over, and that's just not true.
Well, if you want to call a winner, if he's got 49.5, Herschel Walker's 48.6, which is where it stands right now as we speak, Raphael Warnock won. I'm not a fan of the runoff. Let me say that right now. I'm not a fan of the runoff that we have here in the state of Georgia. And, you know, it's interesting because here in Georgia, we have a Libertarian candidate who I won't even name. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a Republican or you're conservative-leaning in today's day and age, in today's political environment and climate, if you're voting for a Libertarian candidate who stands no chance to win, you are handing an election to a Democrat.
You're right.
That's acceptable in my book. If there were no third-party candidate here in the state of Georgia, Raphael Warnock would have lost that race. It would have been over the 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's a waste of a vote. I made that very clear on my radio show, and I stand by that. Now is not the time to stand up and with this nonsense. It's time to end the duopoly. We're a two-party system. That's the way it is, period. And as a result of that Libertarian, when we look at those numbers, those votes likely would have gone to Herschel Walker. We wouldn't be in the position that we're in. And yet again, we have the dubious distinction in the bright red state of Georgia
mm-hmm.
of handing the Senate back in full control with a tie to the Democrats. And I'm hopeful that doesn't happen. I know Republicans will be energized to vote in a runoff. So we'll see what happens, guys.
All right, I'm going to a break. Do you want to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our post-wrap-up of what happened with the midterm elections. We're going to talk some more about Georgia because I got some questions about Georgia other than what we just talked about there. I'm looking at a lot of different returns here. So we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, it was a good night in the South last night for the Republican Party. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Savato. He'll be around a little bit later. And right now we are talking with Kyle Warren and Mark Walters from Armed America Radio. But before that we get back to them, I need to let you know that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And they've been on a mission. I've been taking their product for well over 8 years, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. I've got problems. I've got pains. I've got swelling. I've got inflammation in both of my legs, and my left leg is worse than my right. And when I take that product, it goes away. It stops. It's that simple. So that's what I'm doing. I do it because it works. And if you want to find out more, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, only $19.95, and you'll feel better. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go back to Mark Walters, who's called in here, and I'm going to get you involved in the mix there, Kyle. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome, and you're doing a good job. I appreciate you on Armed American Radio. We definitely have got some people that are trying once again to go after our gun rights. I've been watching and seeing the things that have been floating across there, and, you know, Joe Bozy Boy Biden is trying to be Billy Big Bob here with his actions and whatnot, and I just don't think it's going to work.
No, I'm with you on that. You know, gun control is a failed issue for the Democrats every time it's been tried. It's not going to succeed this time. But as this race is pointing out, as it does every election cycle, Captain, the fight is ongoing. The Democrat Party wants your guns. They make no bones about it. Joe Biden made it very, very clear that if you handed him the Senate again and the Republicans didn't take the House, if the Democrats kept the House, he's coming after your firearms. He made that very, very clear. This is an ongoing battle. It's never going to stop. The Democrat Party wants your firearms. The only stopgap you have is to vote Republican and vote your guns. And I want to point out, we live in an upside-down world. We live in a world where Stacey Abrams would look right at the camera at midnight and tell you that it's light outside.
Yeah.
And do it with a straight face. And when somebody told her, hey, it's dark outside, she'd say, well, someone else's perception of dark might be different than ours. These people, this is Bad Dad Bob on steroids. Today's media coverage, red wave, huge red wave. Again, a lot of media pundits are going to be eating their words come tomorrow morning. And if you're watching any of the coverage and still up with us right now, you see the, you know, Fox News sitting there telling you that it's not the red wave. It's not the red wave. Only in today's America can the Republicans win the House. Can we see huge gains that we saw in, you know, a red wave in Florida, a red wave in Georgia when it comes to Kemp? Herschel Walker is still in a row. They're less than a point apart right now. Only in today's environment, in today's media crazy upside down environment, can you look at a House victory and somehow allow the Democrats to call that a victory? It's crazy. You know, the Democrats will tell you, even though they lose the House, that somehow they won because it wasn't a quote-unquote red wave. Kevin McCarthy is likely going to be the Speaker of the House tomorrow when everybody gets up, today, I should say. And that's a huge, huge gain for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And, of course, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Kyle Warren Show with me, too. Kyle, do you have a question for Mark?
Yeah, I sure do. Hey, Mark, when we see what happened yesterday with Governor Kemp winning against Stacey Abrams, he won significantly. Why do you think there's not a whole lot of daylight, it seems, between Warnock and Walker? Because they're very, very different as well. Pretty clear choice there, but yet they seem to be running neck and neck. Why is that race, do you think, different than, say, the governor's race in this case?
You know, Kyle, that's... First of all, it's great to talk with you. That's a great question. We were talking about that earlier today after my radio show and throughout the evening. You had to have split tickets. It's the only thing that makes sense. Brian Kemp's victory was not less than 1 point at 50% or 50.5%. He won hands down. So I don't have the answer to that question. You would think that there would be some type of coattail here that doesn't appear to exist. Now, a lot of that could likely come out of Fulton County, where you have a different demographic than the rest of the state in Fulton County, of course, where maybe I've heard conversations of you've got business owners, et cetera, that may have voted for Brian Kemp that continued to vote, you know, that split that ticket and voted for Warnock, et cetera. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see how this breaks down. Sometime probably tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have to wait and see how this shakes, but that's a great question. Why wasn't there a coattail with Walker on the heels of a Kemp victory? And all I can tell you is, as a resident here in the state of Georgia, we're glad Stacey Abrams is out. You guys are welcome to take her as warning and get her out of our hair.
Right. Well, now, what do you think in terms of the runoff? Now, in the last runoff, didn't Warnock go around and the Democrats, they were promising everybody $2,000 checks. Do you think they're going to try to pull some shenanigan like that as well?
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, we've seen how desperate the Democrats are. And, of course, Schumer is going to pull out all the stops. Because depending on what happens in Nevada right now, this could all, yet again, I hate to say it, come right back down to the state of Georgia. You're going to see an extremely energized base, Republican base here. Walker stands a pretty good shot in a runoff. I just hate the fact that we're going to a runoff again. I would have liked to have had an answer today, or, you know, it would have been nice to have had an answer today. But, yeah, it looks like we're going to go to a runoff here. At this point, that could change in the next 2 hours, but that race is continuing to tighten here in the state of Georgia.
Well, it's early yet out in Nevada, but Laxalt is behind by 5 points right now.
And, again, it's for where we sit right now at this time live. It's 2:24 a.m. on the East Coast. We simply don't know. We also don't know what's going to happen out in Arizona right now either. Both of those races are too close to call at this point.
Right, and I'll be getting a report here in a little bit from somebody out in Arizona that should be, or out in Nevada, that should be calling us almost any time, probably maybe after you get done, he might call us. That's my buddy Eddie out there, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hesitate on those races out there right now. A lot of our focus here was spent on the House, flipping the House. of course, where the Senate, and we don't hear a lot being talked about this, unfortunately, where we need to flip that Senate, where we really desperately need to get the vote out if there's a runoff in Georgia, is the fact that Biden and his judicial picks that are running through the Senate right now are doing tremendous damage. If you want to focus it or drill it down, for example, to gun rights, those judicial picks matter. Because that's the importance of the Senate, of course, for us when you want to look at it from a gun rights perspective, is imperative that we flip that sheet and take that back. It's going to be very, very tight. And yet again, the nation's going to have to wait until the first week or the end of the first week of December to see yet again what Georgia does one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just, ahead, just a real quick question, Captain. Thanks. Yeah, I think that, Mark, we're looking at the rise of crime all over the country. I would think that that's going to bring gun rights to even more to the forefront of the average American's mind. Maybe somebody who's never owned a gun before, they're going to start saying, I got to protect myself.
Well, you bring up a great point, and we're in a post-Bruin environment in the state of New York. Disappointing. I was a little bit overly optimistic on my picks. I felt that New York had a chance to oust Hochul, although unlikely as it obviously was. We can flip New York. California, on the other hand, is a generational change. Nothing is going to happen in California for years. Of course, I'm talking from a gun rights perspective. New York, though, is within reach, and you are absolutely correct about that. Gun rights are going to play a major role. If every gun owner gets out and votes, we cannot lose. We cannot lose. And I'm hopeful that here in the state of Georgia, people vote their guns. And here in the state of Georgia, people did vote their gun rights, hence why Kemp retained his seat and did it by a much wider margin than he did in the previous election.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get the number here, and the computer's being very slow. I think everybody's trying to do what I'm doing, and that's get the results out there in Nevada. But I'm still waiting here for the thing to generate a number. Maybe it'll do it now. Let's see here. I think I might have it now, finally. And I'm going to give it a number real quick if I can come up with this. Let's just see. He's down by 4.2 right now, 4.2%. But we've only got like 27% of the vote in.
Yeah, I think Clark County has got a lot of their numbers in right now. It's going to depend on the outlying counties throughout the state of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, let me throw you a huge congratulations down there in Florida, flipping Miami-Dade County.
Yeah.
Just talk about a red wave. It was in existence and real in the state of Florida. Congrats, my home state.
We knew it was coming, Mark. We knew it was coming. Been talking about it for months. Nobody wanted to listen, but which sure as hell happened. All right, listen, Mark, thank you very much for being with us. Get yourself some rest, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You bet. Thanks, Captain. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. That's Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. You hear him on many of these same stations Sunday nights. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. USA Radio News.
Republicans will need to flip just 5 seats in order to win majority control of the House of Representatives, and just need to net 1 seat to overcome Democrats' marginal 50-seat majority in the Senate. The first congressional seats to flip were in Florida, where Republican Ana Paulina Luna defeated Democratic candidate Eric Lynn. The district had previously been represented by Democrat Charlie Crist, who left the office to launch an unsuccessful challenge against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. In Virginia, Republican Jen Kiggins ousted Democratic Representative Elaine Luria. The other incumbent in a toss-up race, Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger, secured re-election with about 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we can do that. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle in a minute, but this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell. Of course, he's the inventor of MyPillow. His website is MyPillow.com. Now, the latest brand new item that he's got, all totally made brand new. This is made brand new with USA cotton, I might add, are his six-piece towel set. Now, the six-piece towel set comes with two bath towels, and they are big. They're big enough to wrap around me, and that takes a little doing. So that's how big these bath towels are. And a couple of hand towels, which are a good size, too, and a couple of washcloths, typically retailing for some $89.98. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with your promo code CAPTAIN. Now, remember, the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you got to do is call them at 800-641-5459 for more information. Or go to the MyPillow.com website, click on the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there, and you'll get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. They've also got the Giza slippers down $39.98. They've also got the pillows down to $19.88 and other things as well. A lot of different products, a lot of new products, and you'll enjoy going over there to the MyPillow.com website. Promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. So there you go. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in this age that we're living in, call it whatever you will, we still have people that can't win legally.
the correct way. They have to cheat. And how are we ever going to get a handle? How are we ever, Kyle, going to get a handle on the cheating to where we can get this under control and stop it? I mean, there's got to be a way.
Well, here's one way to do it, and that has to do with the idea, like, for example, I went to go vote at the polling place, and they ask you your name, and then they ask you your address to confirm, I guess, somehow that it's you. But they never ask for your ID. And I think that's a big place to start in all of this, to try to make sure that people feel that there's an integrity to the elections, that someone can't simply mail in your ballot, or they can't go vote in your place. You know, maybe you're out of town, you didn't go vote, and someone could go vote, and all they got to do is know your name and your address in that sense.
Right.
And so, yeah, so this is the first step. And it's not about voter suppression, because you can give people free ID cards, and I mean, Democrats would love to have some government program where all they do all the live long day is hand out an ID card to somebody. So there's ways of doing that where you have the expectation that the people who are voting, number one, aren't deceased, okay, that's important, and then number two, that they are who they say they are. That's step one.
Well, I've been asked for my ID before. So I just don't understand why. And you're talking about California, is that right?
California.
And I don't understand why California couldn't do something as simple as ask for proof.
Well, exactly right. Or also, of course, you know, you want to make it as easy as possible for people to vote. But
sure,
if you create a system by which it can be exploited, that's also you've created a new problem. So I think there needs to be some kind of common sense. We'll steal that phrase away from some of the anti-gun lobby, the common sense gun laws, whatever they want to pass, ridiculous gun laws. They call them common sense gun laws.
Yeah, right.
But we do. There's got to be some ways of saying, look, and, you know, you've got to be able also to take some responsibility. If you want to vote, this is important to you, you find a way, just like doing everything else. Mm-hmm. If you got to get a driver's license, you find a way to get yourself down there and get a driver's license. You know, they don't drop out of the sky for you.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. I think I know who this is. Let's go find out. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan Mann. From
I thought so, but I wasn't going to guess. Go ahead. What do you think about the vote?
The best thing you can do, eventually the Supreme Court's got to go, Election Day is Election Day, and that would have been, well, yesterday, November 8th.
Yep.
No, we're not going to have early elections. I know why voters like it. You get a vote early. It's your convenience. You don't have to stand in line. I stood in line for an hour and a half to vote today. But as long as you stretch this Election Day out, the more fraud it is. You don't get an accurate reading. You vote on Election Day, and that is it. You know, early voting, I've seen the Democrats go into nursing homes and sign up people to vote, and then they fill out the forms and mail them in.
Me too. I've seen it.
So if you keep doing this, you're never going to have an accurate, honest election.
Right.
As far as Pennsylvania goes, I mean, I've dealt with this for like four decades now.
Uh-huh.
Pennsylvania, to a Republican, has always been fool's gold. You know, it looks like it's going Republican 2 weeks before Election Day, then all of a sudden the polls start going up. I don't understand Pennsylvania.
Right.
I don't even try to understand it. Just stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're not... Today, I don't think this has been a disaster. I think a lot of people got their feelings hurt. But, you know, you wait until December 1st when gas is $6 a gallon, and we'll see if people who voted for the Democrats.
Well, I don't think that gas is going to take a big jump right now, because I think they're going to realize the Saudis and whoever else we got to contend with all this gas, they're going to go, uh-oh, wait a minute, America just decided, the people just decided to do something, and maybe we ought to kind of back off a little bit.
Well, no, it works both ways. They can also look at it, you know, after the Arab oil embargo of the early 70s, they came up with the idea, hey, it doesn't help us any more than it helps them, because they're making their money off of selling oil. So you embargo it, and you're in the same shape as the United States was. They learned that real quick.
Well, let me get over here and grab another call because I got another caller on the line. But I appreciate your call and call back anytime, and it's always a pleasure.
Okay.
All right, Dan the Man, everybody, Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, caller number two. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rob in Atlanta.
Yes, sir. What's up, sir?
Well, I just wanted to give a comment on what's happening over here.
Go ahead.
I think there will be a runoff. The only person that has a chance of winning this outright is Warnock, not Herschel. The remaining votes are mainly still, believe it or not, not necessarily out in the hinterland, but in some of these populated areas of outside of Atlanta. That's Warnock territory. But I think it'll go to a runoff. And here's my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that Trump's going to announce he's running for president next week, and that is going to suppress the Republican vote in Georgia once again, just like it did last time when he told Republicans, oh, don't vote, you know, there's been fraud and all the rest of it. That just worries me that he's going to announce he's going to run for president, and it's not going to help Herschel one bit in a runoff. I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, that it's for certain that Warnock would win, but it's not in Walker's interest for Trump to announce he's running for president.
What if he doesn't?
Oh, that would be good for the Republican Party. I have a lot of respect for Trump. We needed him to do what he did, but we got to move on. You know, we just have to move on. We can't have, you know, a geriatric, narcissistic guy running for president again.
Well, I just want my gas prices back. That's for openers. I'll start with that. How's that?
Well, we can get gas prices. There's another way to get gas prices down, and that's go into a recession.
Yeah, no thank you.
We won't be burning so much energy.
No, thank you. We've got enough of a recession going right now. But thanks for the call there, Rob. I appreciate it. Yeah. And keep on listening. Tell your friends.
All right. Take
okay.
Care.
Yes, see sir. You. Okay. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I appreciate what Rob was talking about. You know, Trump may or may not announce. It looks like he's going to, but be that as it may, what could happen, though, is that if the election becomes focused on Trump, the runoff election, that is, then that would potentially take away from the issues in Georgia themselves. So, I mean, it could be a double-edged sword. We just have to see how it goes. But certainly having the focus on that runoff, I think, hopefully could help Herschel Walker because, again, it would be outside of all the rest of the midterm elections.
Yeah, Leo's chiming in down in Miami saying, make us take our fingerprints to vote. Put it on the ballot. The guy said that on Sean Hannity's radio show. Well, I didn't hear it, but I'm not sure that'd be such a great idea, but I do like the purple fingerprint idea. Hold that thought there, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back. Don't go nowhere. I got lots more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trucker just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. Or he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
That is Leland Martin. That's called Working Class. I haven't played that in a while, and I decided to just dig that out of the archives and stick it in there and play it right then. And, of course, a lot of people remember that song, and he happens to be a traveling oversized driver that drives around the countryside hauling oversized loads, and he also plays in a band. And every now and then he'll drive to where his buddies are, and they'll put on a concert somewhere near a truck stop. Could be. Last time I saw him was over, let's see, Iowa 80, over by Iowa 80. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read this here statement, and it's quite a statement. And I'm going to say what it says here. It says hurricane warnings are in effect for a good portion of the east coast of Florida in anticipation of Nicole, which is expected to approach within the hurricane warning areas Wednesday night with dangerous storm surge, hurricane conditions, and heavy rain with flooding. Meanwhile, a powerful system will impact the upper Midwest on Thursday with snow, blizzard conditions, winds, rain, and severe storms. Now, you take it away, because we got us a mess out there tonight.
We sure do, Captain. We're going to start in Big Sky Country tonight up in southern Montana, of course, along I-90, Billings, Montana. As you head over towards Miles City, you're going to have snow falling all over the interstate, all the way along your journey between those two cities right now, as we've seen more of the snow start to materialize even since last hour. Also down near Red Lodge, you've got snow. You've got snow Cody, Wyoming. Most of western Wyoming tonight has snow falling right now. Over near Pocatello, Idaho, we've got a mix of rain and sleet. This is going to head on down I-15, folks, all the way through Logan, Ogden, Utah, Salt Lake City, down towards Provo. We're actually seeing the rain move a little bit south, as we saw from last hour. And as it's moving south, it's also been creeping northward from the border down with Arizona near St. George on Interstate 15. And you're going to have a lot of rain coming up as you head towards Cedar City, up towards Beaver as well. Now, it's also going to extend down into the southern tip of Nevada, also parts of northern Arizona, Kingman, Arizona, to be specific. Los Angeles, Riverside counties right now, we're starting to get a little bit more rain in this area, and that's going to spread a little bit over Orange County as well. Still some rain now east of San Diego. We continue to see rain up in Northern California, in Salinas, up near Stockton, and also near Redding. You're going to have rain coming across the 5 freeway interstate there in Redding. And now east, southeast of that, you're going to find some snow. And, of course, Donner Pass, reading snow right now, 27 degrees, Captain. It's very cold up there, so be sure you have your fuel right if you're moving through that area as well. And, of course, we continue with winter storm warnings through Montana and then also down through southern Oregon, also through Nevada, and over in western Colorado, winter weather advisory as you head out I-70 towards Glenwood Springs, Grand Junction. So be careful out there.
Well, if you take a look at South Dakota tonight, along I-94, along I-90, you've got a winter storm watch almost all the way across over to Minnesota. And the northern part of Minnesota, Twin Cities north, up towards Duluth, up to the Canadian border, you got a winter storm watch up through there. You've also got a winter storm warning now for the upper peninsula of Pennsylvania. That'll be interesting to see what happens over that away. And, of course, moving on down towards Kansas, the western part of Kansas, you got a high wind warning, and you've got some weather coming out of Colorado that could be all snow, but it certainly isn't going to be rain because it's too cold for that. And then down into Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, as well as the southwestern corner of Arkansas, you have got fog and lots of it. And coming across I-20 out of the Metroplex over almost all the way across Louisiana, you've got heavy fog. You've got fog going up 30 through Texarkana into Arkansas. You've also got some fog running straight up out of the Metroplex, the Dallas Metroplex, to the north, and it's up there into Kansas. So be advised of that. Over to the east, you've got some unsettled weather in the lower half of Indiana, the lower half of Ohio, the western corner of Pennsylvania, southwestern and western corner of Pennsylvania. You've also got some possibility for not only wind, but also some bad weather in the western part of West Virginia. And the eastern part of Kentucky tonight, up in the mountains as well, the border right there with Virginia. So be advised of that. That could be a real interesting moment for you. Now, the East Coast, right now, all eyes are on Nicole. Nicole is going to be a big storm. It's not going to be a major hurricane, but it's going to be a hurricane. And it's going to hit the east coast of Florida. We can't pinpoint it exactly yet. It could be anywhere from, say, Cape Kennedy on down to, oh, West Palm Beach. Could be anywhere there. And then cut across the state, maybe over into the Gulf, and then make a right turn, or just cut it over into the central part of the state, and then make a right turn and start heading back up out the Gulf of the ocean to go up through New England or wherever it might go in that direction. But that's what it's looking like. This could have 2 to 4 inches of rain. This could have 70-mile-an-hour winds, just like it does right now. The winds could be a little bit stronger. All of that is in the mix here for what's going on right now. But, Kyle, bringing it back to you, this is definitely going to be something that everybody on the East Coast needs to pay attention to, especially if you're coming to Florida, regardless of where you're coming to Florida from, across I-10, down I-75, down I-95.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, once again, you know, a hurricane is a hurricane is a hurricane. It can do a lot of damage, and you got to heed any local warnings and or evacuation orders. And, of course, I believe, Captain, there's been a state of emergency that was already declared by Governor DeSantis in anticipation of this.
Yes, it's over to the east of us where they expect this is going to hit pretty solid. All right, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. Why do we want to go there, sir?
All right, well, we want to go there because, obviously, when it's cold outside and it's snowing everywhere, you want to pull on into a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, get yourself a hot cup of coffee, maybe a hot bowl of chili, something good to eat as you come in off the road to get warm, and you'll be able to fuel up, you'll be able to get your supplies, and you'll get back out on the road in no time. And, by the way, you want to be sure that you join the My Rewards Plus app. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Get great offers. Save money on gas between now and December 31st with a special offer for that. PilotFlyingJ.com and pull on in today.
When are you leaving?
Well, there's one. There's a great Flying J, I think, out in Barstow, I believe.
I know there is.
Yeah.
Is that the closest one to you?
I think that is the closest one to me. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Okay. Yep, all right. But I know about the one in Barstow. I've been there several times myself. Okay there, Kyle, hold the fort. Hold on. We're going to be coming right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to the top of the hour news and all that good stuff. And we'll be back right after that.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.